Testament, fellas. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Three things continue forever. You all remember how long forever is? Oh, it's forever. I mean, three things, he says, these are going to last forever. And then he said, I'm going to tell you what the most important one of them is. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So God, in expressing his love for you and me, graciously poured out that love within us. He wanted us to be lovable to him. Now, Christian, got news for you. You're not going to be lovable to the world. The world is not going to accept you because you have a special love in your body. And that body of yours then is powered by the love of a creator who looked down and saw you before time began and said, you know, Larry Pete, I'm going to just love you. And Larry Pete was born loved by God. And God says, when I give my love to you, it can never be taken away. I will never hear these words from God. I don't love you anymore. Never be heard. Because he has graciously then poured out that love that only he will pour out and only he can pour out. He poured it out in each of our hearts. Remember when you said yes to Jesus? You love people. Listen, folks, you just love people. You know, you love everything that's going on at that particular time. Because you're excited. You got the touch from the Master. And the Master saw fit to touch you. And when he saw fit to touch you, he saw fit to grow you. When he saw fit to grow you, he saw fit to put those arms so far and so tight around you that nothing was going to hold you back. Growing in the power of love. The world will go against you. Sickness will go against you. Life will go against you. God will never go against you. He is always for you. Matter of fact, you know where he is? He's always right inside of you with you. But if you're looking to the goal of life, whatever it is, when you get ready to cross on over into heaven, he's already there waiting for you. He's expecting you because he knows you're coming. But you and I, we had those tasks to take care of before we leave. But he said, I want you to know that I'm going to generously and graciously pour out love completely surrounding you. Now that's protection. When you have the love of God, you're protected. Well, Brother Larry, you want to talk about protection? You don't look so protected right now. What are you talking about? I got people helping me up, helping me down, picking me up out of the floor, whatever it takes. Yeah, I am. Do you not think that it rains on the just as well as the unjust? Do we not understand that you're going to hurt and you're going to have it? What's our obligation? My obligation to you and my obligation to the world is to deal with it like a Christian and don't say one thing and then act out something else. You stand strong, you stand firm in your commitment, and you let everybody know that, wait a minute, the generous love that God has given me, I have focused on God's generous truth. God's generous love, focusing on God's generous truth for power. See, I know the truth of the matter. Good gracious, I win. I've already won. People said, yeah, but man, that's painful, ain't it? No, not compared to what he did for us on that cross. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing. Where were the people to help him? They were standing in fear. But God poured out his generous love on us. Therefore, why would I fear? One way or the other. I hurt for you because I love you all. And I hurt for my family. But folks, we got to deal with the truth. And God says, now, here's what I want you to do. Parents, you've got to help your children to grow. You've got to set them on the right path. And that right path is paved with generous love direct from me, God the Father. And I want you to set them on the path of truth. Truth hurts. Truth is painful. But truth will also set you free. And that truth, God says, I want you to understand it. We will not hide these truths from our children. Psalm 78:4. But we'll teach the next generation. One generation away from paganism. Maybe a half a generation away it's going. Away from paganism. You don't teach and train your child in the way they should go, then they're not going to know how to go when they're up and away from you. Train them. Direct them. Love them. Chasten them. Love them. Correct them. Love them. You getting the point? God said, okay, here's what and I want you to do. And the only way you're going to do that, give them the truth. You know, I used to talk about when I was in school, I would tell people I was smart. Because I knew that I wasn't. Still that way, aren't I? Oh, yeah, I love you, Brother Randy. But that was because you all know the story of me. You know, the grass string holding up my britches didn't have anything. And I couldn't even remember my own address. I lived in Buffalo, Kentucky. I didn't know we had to have an address. Right up there on Buffalo Hill. Just ask. They'll tell you where Larry Pete lives. You see what I mean? But it wasn't. But I wanted to be like others and fit in. I wanted to be able to fit in with the folks who actually had a leather belt or some kind of belt and wore and had clothes that was bought for them. But I didn't. But I'd tell everybody I did. And they're looking at me and knowing I'm lying right there. But why do we do that? Because you and I want to fit in with those around us. And then it wasn't until I became an adult that I found out that no, Lord, I want to fit in with you. I don't care what I wear, and yet God blessed me with clothing. I don't care what I have, yet God has blessed me with what I have. Don't you see how love and blessings go? generously God gives. And when God gives to you generously the truth about life, you generously give the truth to others because you love them. So therefore, you stand strong, you stand firm. It's a journey through God's generous love. I love you, Larry, so much that you're going to continually get an overflow of my love. Now, I want you to do something with it. Get the overflow around the people that don't know me. Let the overflow of my love touch their garments. You take me to them. I'll do the rest. I'll lead them to you. When they get there, you tell them something. What? My word. You give them my word, Larry. You tell them my truth. You tell them my will, Larry. Raise your children the way they should go. Teach the next generation, lest they will go astray. Our generous love with God's generosity. If God gives to you, folks, He gives it to you so you will give it away. I'm a hoarder. I'm going to hoard everything. What are you hoarding it for? Well, for my old age. Don't worry. Let the pastor cheer you up. You probably won't live that much longer. You know, go ahead. Start giving it away. And when I say give it away, I'm talking about when you see a need and you have been generously blessed in your life, then you generously bless others. That's God's way. That's God's proof. God said, you're my child. Now go out there and act like it. Go out there and act like one of my children because I loved you. We all live off of God's generous bounty. That's John 1:16. Gift after gift after gift. Isn't that scripture something? Gift after gift after gift. That's like graduating, Hunter. They just all come up with those cards in their hand. You know, gift after gift after gift. We can do it again next Sunday if you want to. Yep. God said, this is what I'll do to you. Hey, when you give your child something and you know that's pleasing to your child, and you want to please your child, and your children want to please you. So when you give them that, then that generosity of that love that you extend to them, they will extend to others. And what have you just done? You've spread the word. You've allowed them to spread the word. A little act of kindness goes a long way, doesn't it? To buy someone's meal for them when they're out. It doesn't matter whether they can afford a meal or not. Generously, you just wanted to treat them because you loved them and because you could. See, that's what God does with you and with me. We get weak. We get, I don't know, something goes on with us. But we never get away from the love that God has so generously given to us. Ain't gonna happen. I keep telling Satan, I know you enjoy knocking me down. And I know you enjoy the pain that goes through me. You better enjoy it now. It ain't going to last much longer. I got a Savior. He looks at me and He looks at you with a Father's love. And when He sees you hurting, He's down. When he sees your pain, he's there to fill it and to take it. When he sees a tear, oh, that's Katie bar the door. Satan, when you turn around and you look and want to know where Satan is, you ain't going to find him in there. He'd already left. Because he touched the child of God. And the Lord said, let that generous love give generously with everything you have. Our generous love determines our blessings. Did you know that? Boy, I've been blessed so much. Look at you all. Just to have you as a congregation and friends, that's a blessing. Count your blessings. Luke 6:38, if you give, you will receive. Now listen to this. Your gift will return to you in full measure and running over. Woo! Whatever measure you use in giving will be used to measure what is given back to you. All right. You know what I guess you say I would relish the most in my life is peace. Yeah. And I'm a warrior. I'm one of those kind that, you know, I will stand the ground on what I believe and my convictions and all. But I want peace. I want peace in the heart of each and every one of you. I want to see God's generous love pouring out so greatly within your life that God's peace supersedes all understanding and that he will bountifully continue to give to you. Through that great love, he's going to give you the blessings. One blessing you give away, you'll have 10 waiting for you. But don't do it for that reason. Do it for one reason. Love. I just want to bless you. I just want to see you a winner. Now, you all know I'm awful when it comes to seeing children. And I look at them and I'm very protective of children. And when I see some that I think it might not have very much. I love whether the grocery store or where it is. I just put up candy bars, and but I do ask permission. Be careful with that too, because Mama up there might. Yeah. Oh, Chaplain Vance, it's so good to see you. Well, sure, you can buy him anything you want. I need 2 packs of cigarettes. Oh no, it ain't gonna work with the chaplain. But God says, please, let me give you a blessing. And the way I'll give you the blessings, you got to give away the ones you have. You got to give them away. They're not for you to keep. You see, they don't do you any good if you keep them. The blessing is to be shared with those around you. You want to be successful? Be successful in life? Successful in marriage, successful in anything that's going on with you, focus more on the love factor than on the fault factor with those around you. You know, now, Brother Randy, I know it's difficult for you to figure this one, but there are people that can find fault with me. Yeah. They actually can. You don't have it, Paula. There are people that can do that. So God says, our generous love determines our success. Give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Oh, all right, I'll get that for you. Here, Don't come back and talk to me. Boy, that's really a blessing, isn't it? Gee, thanks, Dad. No. And do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, you hearing me? God will bless you in all your work. And in everything you put your hand to. I don't care whether it's investments. I don't care what it is. God says, you work for me. You be generous with what I give you. I'll give you more than you'll ever need. And I'll see to it. Your family is taken care of. I've always believed that. I've always lived that. I believe it as the truth of Almighty God for each and every one of us. God says, please trust me. Don't you see? That's a blessing for God when he sees that we actually trust him that much. I'll tell you what. You know, a Baptist to trust just about anything until you start messing with a wallet. And man, you in big time trouble then. Preacher, you done started meddling. You'll never hear this preacher meddle. Because God does the blessings. If it ain't in your heart, don't give it. But when it's in your heart, give. Till it feels good. And watch God. It's a generous love. A generous gift. Generous blessings. Generous truth. He said, Larry, what else you need? And then I realized something, Brother Randy. He opened up the windows of heaven and poured out on me and on you more blessings than you could ever know. And I always say this and bring it to the memory of those of us who live in this great nation. The poorest person in the United States of America is wealthier than two-thirds of the rest of the people throughout the world. That's Barna research. You know, I think of that and think, of, oh, gosh. It must be rough over there across those seas, Brother Randy. I've been there. Many of you have been there. And we're right. It's rough over there. But God says, I want you to concentrate on where I placed you. The life I've given you, the love I've bestowed upon you, and I want you as you concentrate to remember you're already a success. You're a success because you know me. You know Jesus. Don't you get it? The key is always in love. I mean, the key to life, Brother Randy, is love. The key to hope is love. Where there's love, there'll always be hope. Where there is love, there is always peace. Well, they'll all lay around in the floor and laugh at me because I can't get up. Everybody will help me up. Don't you get it? That's what it takes, the love from one heart to the other. And the generosity of the greatest love story ever told. His name is Jesus. And he knows my name. And he loves me. And he loves you. I hope and pray that you will grab that message of love. And you will understand to apply it to every aspect of your life. Generously, God has given you generously. give to others. It's God's word. May His blessings be upon it. Let's pray. Father, I thank You, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy of salvation. I thank You for truth. I thank You for the strength, dear Lord God, that only You can give us. Help us now, Father. And each one of these that are on our prayer sheet, Father, give them the touch that only You can give. Encourage us that we might encourage others. Walk with us, Father, as we walk through the final days of this earth, letting Your will be our will, and that will being done. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I realize that I have stopped sooner than I normally do. I am blessed to have been able to stood up here as long as I have. But I'll tell you this, looking at you all gives me strength. And to know some of those smart aleck remarks that I will get after a while, it just melts my heart. It really does. Because you do it out of pure love and concern. Let us unite together with each other, for each other, to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't have anything to worry about. God's got you. And when He's got you, consider yourself God. God bless you, folks.